Shorten English Intermediate Grade. Get ready. Commence. Mr. Chairman, sir, we are glad that we have a good budget this year. But I want to say a few words about taxation and industry. So far as taxation is concerned, I would like to point out that the government should first see whether a particular commodity has not been fully taxed. If they make out a case for fresh taxation, they may proceed with fresh taxation. But it is not the case now. If there is some gap between revenue and expenditure, the government come forward with fresh taxation proposals. As a matter of fact, sales tax has affected every trade and industry, and I am sure that the government must be aware of it. But I must say that this is not right approach to the whole problem, and I will leave it at that. At the same time, I thank the government for exempting some articles from sales tax. In fact, we know that the tax was a great burden upon the people dealing in these commodities, and the government may be congratulated to some extent. I cannot expect the finance minister to exempt some other commodities from sales tax here and now. But he has said that the government will consider whether there are any other commodities which require exemption. With regard to betterment levy in respect of lands benefited by the government irrigation works, I think there can be no objection because it is a reasonable measure. After all, it must be remembered that the government have spent a large sum of money on irrigation, and on account of this, the value of the lands has increased. So it is only fair that the people benefited by it should pay for it. There is no point in trying to oppose this tax. Now, I come to the extra levy of sales tax on mill-made cloth. I do not think that the government have made out a very good case as far as this taxation measure is concerned. There is no need for this additional sales tax. I am glad that great effort is being made by the government and particularly the chief minister to see that the handloom industry is encouraged. We are all for giving encouragement to this industry. If our government had insisted on the central government to reserve certain varieties of cloth to the handloom industry, I can understand it. But as the government of India do not agree with the proposal of our government, perhaps our government have come forward with this tax. As a matter of fact, the finance minister has said that this tax will be imposed only after the approval of the central government. I wish that the central government will not give their approval and that this tax will not be imposed. The cloth trade is in a bad state of affairs because of low purchasing capacity of the people. So it is not fair on the part of the government to impose this tax. Letter from Murugan and Company, Chennai to Messrs. Venu and Company, Udagamandalam. Dear Sirs, with reference to our order of 3rd March for 10 bottles of bee honey, we shall be glad to know when we may expect delivery, as the goods are most urgently wanted. These goods were promised within a week. We have been put to great inconvenience as a result of the long delay. Please wire us at once whether you can deliver the goods at the end of this month. If not, we shall have to cancel the order, as we cannot wait any longer and may have to obtain the goods elsewhere. This is not the first time that we have had to complain of delay in delivery of goods ordered. But as in this case, the goods were wanted as soon as possible, we particularly asked for prompt delivery when giving the order to your representative, who promised to see that it was attended to immediately. We have to insist upon prompt delivery of goods at all times. Otherwise, we are sorry, we shall be compelled to place our orders in future with others who can give delivery at the time fixed. Yours faithfully.